This weekend, Washington, D.C. plays host to the Millions More movement. Scheduled for Saturday, the event marks the 10th anniversary of Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. It will emphasize the same themes of 10 years ago: justice for African Americans, the strengthening of black communities, and individual responsibility. It's also gearing up to be a platform for black Americans to respond to the devastation in New Orleans. Many mainstream civil rights organizations support the effort, including the NAACP and the National Council of Negro Women. It's also being decried by such groups as the Anti-Defamation League. They say the event promotes racism and anti-Semitism. If you have questions about the effect of the Million Man March 10 years ago or the effect of the Millions More movement, our number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Our email address is totn@npr.org. Joining us now by phone from the offices of the Million More Movement is Minister Louis Farrakhan. And welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you very much. Peace to you and peace to all of your listeners. I'm honored to be a part of your show.
Well, thank you for that. What do you hope will happen come Saturday?
We are hoping that we will begin the process of mobilizing our people to create a movement that will address the condition of our people, black people, brown people, and poor people here in the United States. We have gathered scholars in the field of religion, politics, education, culture, health, and economics that we may put before our people a plan that links the learned of our people to the struggle of the masses of our people for empowerment. And this is our hope, and by the grace of God, we will work and are working very hard to accomplish that goal.
You talk about creating a movement. 10 years ago, the Million Man March was a great event, but it did not translate into being a movement. What would be different this time?
Well, because the focus at that time was not to create a movement. When I conceived the thought or the idea of a Million Man March, it was to bring black men to Washington that we may not necessarily make demands on government, but make a demand on ourselves that we would be better men, better husbands, better fathers, better providers, protectors, and even builders of our community. And in that historic day, the image of black men seen standing together 14 hours, shoulder to shoulder, front to back, in the largest demonstration in the history of this country, the most peaceful demonstration, not one arrest at all, and the mall was left cleaner than in any other demonstration. Our focus was that day to change the image of black men around the world. I think that was accomplished. However, the weakness of it was that it didn't have a plan for the day after, because many of those who are with this creation of a movement today were not with us 10 years ago. The brilliance of their minds, if they were present, we might have thought very well on the day after as much as we thought of. But this time around,
Hello, Minister Farrakhan, your phone is cutting in and out.
Yes, I'm traveling to my next engagement, and I hope and pray that God will allow us to stay on. But I said my hope and our hope today is that with the Congressional Black Caucus on board, with members of the Black Church and all the many denominations on board, with the Black scholars, the black doctors, the black lawyers, the black nurses, the black MBAs, all the Panhellenic Council on board, that we are now focusing not just on the day of, but we're focusing even more on the day after. And that is why I believe this time, not only hopefully we'll have a great day, but we hope and pray and will continue to work to create a movement to address the needs of our people.
We're speaking with Minister Louis Farrakhan about the Millions More movement, a big event being held here in Washington this weekend. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Minister Farrakhan, let me ask you, this event this time around is more inclusive than it was 10 years ago. After long months of negotiations, members of the gay community have been arranged to be among the speakers who will be addressing the throng, however large it is this weekend. Why the change? Why more inclusion this time?
Well, I am sure that gay men were a part of the Million Man March. We never made sexual orientation a means of attending the march. We called for black men to come, and they did come. When I was in Atlanta, Georgia, my Black Agenda program in Atlanta in February, I was asked by the media, will gay people be allowed? And I said, of course. Whosoever will, let them come. And so we believe that many gay and lesbian brothers and sisters will be there. And I told them that we need all of our people at the table, and sexual orientation is not a badge of honor or dishonor. So we are bringing all our people together to unite the best of our talents and gifts and skills that we may address the serious problems of our people.
Let's get a caller on the line, and this is Maria. Maria calling us from Oakland in California.
Yes, good afternoon, Minister.
Good afternoon.
My name is Maria, and my husband, we're Mexican descent. My husband attended the 1995 Million Man March, and he took that pledge. And you talk about a movement. 10 years later, we are still feeling the initiation of that movement. It has transformed our lives. We didn't wait for somebody else to start an organization. We took those principles and took it to the organizations we were involved in. And I just wanted to say, for those who don't know, you know, why a march or why a movement, it's had a personal effect on our family for the last 10 years. And I wanted to thank you.
Well, I thank you for your comment. And this time around, we want to form strategic alliances with our Latino raza, the Mexican family, and with the Native Americans and the poor, because the more we mobilize and the more we organize in a country that caters to the rich and pays lip service to the needs of the poor, the more we are organized, our demands will never be denied by government because of the degree of our organization. Plus, we will be in a better position to maximize our power with the use of our dollars and becoming producers of the things that we consume. So I thank you for your call, and please know that we will work in unity with our Mexican family, with our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters, and with the Native Americans of this country to create this kind of movement.
Maria, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Scott, and Scott's calling us from St. Louis.
Yes, Mr. Farrakhan, how are you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
Good. I was wondering, what evidence did you have or could you provide to see the conspiracy that you thought that people wanted to blow up the levees, or that that's what happened in New Orleans?
Yeah, thank you for your question. First, members of the Executive Committee of the Millions More Movement hired two jet planes, and we flew to New Orleans to meet with Mayor Nagin. And then we flew to Houston, to Baton Rouge, and to Jackson, Mississippi, to meet with mayors and whatnot. But when we met with Mayor Nagin, he told us of the needs of New Orleans. But at the end of an hour and 15-minute interview, he said they found a 25-foot crater under the levee. Those are his exact words. When we left there, some of my researchers sent me a memo from the Hal Turner show. And on that show, Mr. Turner had some people under the theme of anonymity.
I don't mean to cut you off, sir. We only have a minute left, so if you could get your point.
What explosives were found?
This man said that as a member of the Army Corps of Engineers, they found burn marks on the concrete. And he sent it to a forensic laboratory, and they said it was two different types of explosives that came. Don't go under.
Don't go under. Stop.
Excuse me. we're traveling and we're going down in a tunnel. But anyway, if you look today, many, many people think that that is what happened, but it is for the government of the United States to organize an investigative force to either dispel the rumor as something false that has no merit, or to find, in fact, that someone was guilty.
Minister Farrakhan, I'm afraid we're going under by the pressure of time. We thank you for your time today. This is NPR News.